he comes. Picks it up at center ice. Angles hard to the right side. Top of the right wing circle. In front, shoots. Save is made. And I got two words for you. Game over. Curtis McElhaney gets the job done tonight for the Blue Jackets as they win in a shootout, beating the Los Angeles Kings 3-2 and extending their winning streak to a new franchise record 10.
And that's the kind of season it's been for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Good morning, Matt Douglas with you. And we're going to talk a little Columbus Blue Jackets. That was Bob McGilligott there. We're going to talk to the TV analyst for the Columbus Blue Jackets, Bill Davidge, now all around great mind in the game of hockey, and a great guy as well. Bill, thanks for joining us here on the morning show today.
Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. You keep watching these Columbus Blue Jackets getting the victories, 10 consecutive last night. It seemed like it was a bit of a rough go. They were nearly doubled in shots in that game, but the backup goaltender, Curtis McElhinney, comes in for Sergei Bobrovsky. He gets the job done. How'd the rest of the team get it done last night, Bill?
Well, you know what? They're finding ways, Matt. Every situation that presents itself, they're finding their ways out of it. Last night they turned the puck over quite a bit through that second period, especially, but you've got to give LA a lot of credit. I mean, they did a heck of a job. But they've got a big team, a heavy team, and you can see why they've won a couple of Stanley Cups here in the last half dozen years. But you know, the Jackets right now, when you're on a roll, and it goes either way. If you're winning, that sometimes it becomes contagious and it becomes habit, and that's exactly what's happening right now. In the past, it was the losing end of it. You could get out of a losing streak. So, right now there's a fine line, and the Jackets right now are on the positive side of it.
And you bring up the fact right now they're on the winning streak. In the past, we've started the season, it seems, rough. This year, 21-5-4 to get things going in the NHL. And the Columbus Blue Jackets look like they're not slowing down anytime soon. And that's what's been fascinating from my standpoint, Bill, watching these guys. They're physical, they're blue-collar, but it seems like they're almost faster than many of the teams they've played this year, if not all of them.
Well, what it is, they play quick, and that was one of the things that I mentioned last night, is that, you go against a team that is big and they're heavy and that's their type of game. You've got to be able to counteract that somehow, some way, and it really starts with your defense, being able to get the puck up the ice. Not necessarily it's how fast your skaters are. It's basically how fast that puck is moving, and if they're making straight lines north to south, you're doing a heck of a job. And right now, that's been the case with this hockey team. They're finding ways to be able to get up the ice quickly. Last night, it wasn't clean, but they were able to get enough done to be able to walk away with a victory.
John Tortorella, a lot of people have been talking about him. 500 career wins, that's more than any other American-born coach in the NHL. But I remember after that game, in that press conference, he said, hey, look, it's a team effort on this one. And the Blue Jackets, it seems, as much as any team out there in the NHL, you look at other squads like Pittsburgh, they've got Sidney Crosby, they've got Evgeny Malkin. The Blue Jackets seem to be a collective effort here, and it seems that's how they're getting the job done. Every single night, it's a different guy. Last night, Curtis McElhinney, Cam Atkinson against Vancouver. It's Seth Jones who puts away the game-winning goal. Brandon Saad on nights. Nick Foligno. Everyone's chipping in here.
It is, and it's I call it the sum of all parts. And if you've got some good parts that can go part of having a whole team, that's what you want. And you're exactly right. You look around, the New York Rangers have a couple of guys that stand out. The Jackets, they run four lines. They've got three sets of defense, and right now you got two goaltenders that are playing well. And there's not many weak links, and that's the way it has to be in today's National Hockey League. That you're going to have parity throughout the lineup, and those that have the ability to run the four, you're going to have more times than not, you're going to have an opportunity to win some hockey games. And right now, with great goaltending last night, and Cam Atkinson just had an outstanding game. His ability to finish things off, not only during the course of the game, but in the shootout, he's just money, and just fun to watch right now, Matt. Guys, it's just super that the crowd has embraced it. Central Ohio has embraced it. And I even know your listeners up there in Elyria, they've embraced it as well. So hopefully we can keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun up here. Obviously, things growing, I think, with the Columbus Blue Jackets last year when the Lake Erie Monsters, their minor league affiliate, win the Calder Cup championship in the AHL. And, Bill, let me just ask you a couple of questions. There's a lot of youth, obviously, on this team. But who are some of those guys, if folks are going to see the Lake Erie Monsters, that they should be keeping an eye out as future Blue Jackets guys?
Well, I think both goaltenders, when you look at Korpisalo and who's the other, Forsberg, you've got two goaltenders that are going to be NHL goaltenders when given the opportunity. Korpisalo came up last year and did a great job. And, in fact, when you look at McElhinney, he was fighting for his job in training camp this year to try to get it back. He was injured. Korpisalo came up and played very well. It all starts with your goaltending, and there's two young guys right now that can do it. And then when you look up front, two guys, Sonny Milano, a young guy that has great wheels, great offensive ability, good skills, and then Oliver Bjorkstrand. Oliver Bjorkstrand scored two goals last night, and I believe they won 4-2 against Charlotte. And, you know, he's got the ability to just naturally, much like a Cam Atkinson, naturally be able to find the back of the net. Those guys are gifted, and you can't teach it. It's something that they've got certainly in their back pocket.
Real quick, Bill, back to John Tortorella, coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Saw a great press conference he was involved in the other day, and it's fun to watch him talking to the press now. I remember his days in New York, maybe some in Tampa Bay, Vancouver, where he wasn't all that friendly when he was being asked questions. Now, circumstances obviously resulted around that, but it looks like he's having a good time with these guys. Every night he's on the ice, you actually see some smiles coming from the bench over there.
Yeah, you know what? He'll readily admit that, you know, in the past he was very sharp, he was very blunt. He really didn't want to be in that limelight, but right now I think he started to embrace it a little bit more. I always giggle because, you know, whoever asked that first question in the media scrum, you better be prepared. You could check out to see where he's at, what he's going to do. But right now he's being able to come up, and once you get him talking, once you get him involved, everything that comes out of his mouth is basically part of what a team is, and everybody else is following suit. They love playing for him. He really asks them to give everything what they have inside of them. And basically, he makes them into the players. He makes those players into something that they can be, not who they are right now. And I think they respect that, especially when you're finding the ways to win right now. They respect that a lot.
I wanted to ask you about Sam Gagne as well, Bill. This is a guy who very nearly found himself out of the league after this year. Columbus Blue Jackets say, hey, why don't you come on? We could use a veteran presence like you. Not only has he been that in the locker room, 13 goals this season. He's second on the team in that category. He's got 10 assists to go with it at 23. How important has he been to the development of these young players?
Well, he's been outstanding, you know, and you're exactly right. He's been in their league for, he's 27 years old. He's been in the league since he's been 18, well over 600 games in, and he's a guy, too, that's very blessed when it comes to skill. He's not very big, but he's a guy right now that is very intelligent. When he has the puck, he can create something, and just his attitude. We had him on the post-game show last night after the game, and he's embracing the moment right now. You know, he came in at the bare minimum as far as the salary was concerned, wanted to be here, wanted to be a difference maker, and he has certainly been able to do that. He positions himself on the fourth line with Hartnell and Sedlak, and before the end of the night, he's up on the right side someplace or in the middle. He's got the option to be able to do both. He can play any game you want to play, and when push comes to shove and you need some offense, he's there as well. As we had a chance to see last night, and she got the game-deciding goal in that shootout.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much for taking the time with us here today. Always fun talking Blue Jackets, especially with you, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You guys have a great Christmas, and go Jackets. Let's keep it going.
Indeed. Bill Davidge of the Columbus Blue Jackets.